You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
We are less than 2 weeks out from the first week against the New England Patriots. I cannot wait for this matchup. And you were telling me some very, very strange news has come out in regards to the New England Patriots. This is, quite frankly, stunning to hear.
Yeah, so the way I saw it was Yanni Kourakis, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Yes.
He works in the West Palm Beach market for one of the TV stations up there. And I've seen him around Dolphins camp, by the way.
Yeah.
So he's been around the team this season and I think last year as well. So he tweeted, he's hearing the Pats will be coming to South Florida earlier than usual next week to get acclimated to heat and practice at a local college here before the week one game next week against the Patriots. And I love this. Because we've talked about, you know, kind of the circus that's going up, that's going on up there in Foxborough, and Belichick getting cutesy, and who's calling plays? Is he calling plays? There's no, like, I guess there's an offensive coordinator, whatever. And Tobin, I mean, the Dolphins have been practicing in this heat for 6 weeks.
Yep.
I just love the idea where Bill Belichick is, you know, laying down at bed one night, and he's like, you know what we're gonna do? We're going to go to Miami. They give us 3 extra days to get acclimated to this heat.
It's weird for a couple of reasons. And, yeah, I'm also seeing, like, Andy Slater reporting it's going to be at Palm Beach Atlantic. So I know exactly where that is. That's downtown West Palm, which is very strange. Like, they wouldn't even go to a close college. Like, what's the farthest reasonable college we could go to practice for the Miami Dolphins? But it's weird for a couple of reasons. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the Dolphins and the Patriots have been in division together for a very long time. Bill Belichick has been the coach of the Miami Dolphins for a very long time. Coach against the Miami Dolphins for a very long time. I don't ever recall anything like this. Like, this is a very typical thing. You go to the West Coast to acclimate to time zone.
Right.
That's not new. That's a thing. Like, he was even practicing in Vegas. They had the joint practices. They do that for, you know, Leroy Horde was telling me one more. He was like, oh, well, you know, we went to Arizona and we, you know, time zone, I get. Acclimating to heat, first of all, you're not going to do it. That's good luck if you're acclimating to the heat down here and you think 2 days is going to do it with two practices. If anything, I think it's just going to deplete your team. Second of all, it's just a very, I don't trust anything about this team.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do as coach genius Bill Belichick to put my fingerprints or act like I'm doing something? To me, this reeks of insecurity.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw this. Like, oh, 3 extra days in Miami, that's the difference between Mac Jones completing passes or not. No, Mac Jones is just trash. Like, that's where you're – and he knows it. Tobin, like, he knows it. So he's trying to pull out all the tricks. He's trying to get creative. He's trying to figure out some sort of way to give his team – I don't know if it's like this sense of – you know, we'll have the advantage going in there.
They're not going to have the advantage. They're not going to have the advantage. Like, look, it is brutal practicing down here. I don't know what it's like up in New England as far as temperature. I'm sure there's still some pretty hot days up there, but it's obviously very soupy down here. You're going to get drained of it really quickly because of how humid it is. I just don't understand. Like, to me, I see that, and I'm going to see – like, I'm no sports scientist, but I feel like as a coach – you're going to put your players in a new environment for 2 days, not going to get them ready for the Miami Heat, and all of a sudden they're going to be even more depleted. Whatever you tried to get them to that week one, it feel like it's going to backfire. Maybe if you did it for 2 weeks, okay, we did 2 weeks. It kind of got us together. We're used to this soupy heat. You're coming down one Monday next week. That ain't going to work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to all of this blowing up in Belichick's face. I know a lot of people keep doing this thing where they're like, well, it's Bill Belichick. Don't doubt the Patriots. You know, and I get it, by the way, right? Because we still have a rookie head coach, has yet to play a game. As hyped as we are after the preseason and as hyped as we are listening to McCoachin all the time,
right.
I get where that thought process comes from. Like, anything can happen week one. You know, all the cliches. It's still Bill Belichick, greatest head coach, arguably, in the history of the game. And he gets the advantage over the rookie head coach. I get that. But, man, like, I am so ready to just say that Bill Belichick misses Tom Brady. And that's it. Like, there's nothing else for me to say other than he's not the same guy without the Super Bowl, seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady. And we have to stop creating all these narratives that Bill Belichick, like, he's only still coaching because he wants to beat Shula's record, and he'll get there eventually. Like, the Patriots are going to let him coach out until he wants to. Like, he'll get
Shula
there eventually.
Hated him too.
Yeah.
Shula hated him.
But, like, he's not this magician who has these tricks up his sleeve and they're going to come down here to South Florida. Dolphins have a better roster. They have the better quarterback. And may I say, they might have the better coach by the end of the season?
Maybe. I mean, listen, let's not get crazy about it. But yeah. I think the thing that I find funny about this is, one, he has been coaching against the Dolphins for years. So why all of a sudden, not to my knowledge, this has ever happened. Why all of a sudden is he pulling this move? So yeah, that definitely feels like I feel like not only do we not have the better team, but we're going to get out elemented with the Miami Dolphins, which is strange. But it would be like imagine Mike McDaniel sending Tua Tagovailoa up to Foxborough or up to Boston to practice for a week before they get used to that game. It's like, if he's not used to it now, he's never going to be used to
right.
it. Like, it is what it is. And I just think that, look at this. Now, on the other side of this, now it's a must win. Because if he does win this, holy crap, are they going to go, oh, Belichick, he did it. He figured it out. So now it's a must win. Now, like, now I'm like all on the side of everybody's kind of leaning up. They're hearing what a disaster it is in New England. Everything's going awry. Nobody has faith in him. Everybody's picking against him. And then on top of it, he had him there 3 days early to practice. You can't lose that game.
Yeah.
You must win this game now. It's it otherwise, it could send you into a tailspin. But the fact that they're doing it is just very, very strange. It's very strange, and it smells a lot like I don't have a lot of faith in my roster.
It does worry me a little that I'm kind of putting the Dolphins at 1-0 to start the season, and I'm not even second-guessing it. Typically, when you're going in that confident, I don't know if you saw the NFL Network release like their preseason, or I'm sorry, their week one picks already. All 10 analysts or experts or whatever you want to call them, all 10 had the Dolphins. I bet you that's never been the case. Dolphins, Patriots, everybody picking the Dolphins.
Yeah.
In 2 decades in the Bill Belichick
era.
It's
always worried. Like, there's always the groupthink mush.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
You do have to worry about that. But I think that what it does spell is, I think a lot of the concerns that we do hear are legitimate. Like, there have been a lot of negative reports about the dysfunction of the coaching staff, which we got kind of a taste of last year. This mm-hmm. was a Flores special where he had the multiple coordinators and Tua didn't know who, you know, was getting in the plays, or they were very secretive about who's doing the plays. But the thing that's strange about it is that they've apparently given the responsibility to Matt Patricia, who hasn't been an offensive coach in 17 years. That's really weird.
Yeah.
That this guy who has been a defensive guru for all these years before he was a joke in Detroit, that was his bag, that he was kind of Flores before Flores on Belichick's staff. And now they're flipping him on to the other side of the ball alongside Joe Judge, who's a special teams guy. It's very strange. Like, I don't understand why Bill Belichick knew that eventually Josh McDaniels was going to leave. I don't understand why there was no thought of, we're going to groom the next guy.
Right.
Is it because his weirdo mullet son doesn't know how to call plays? Like, I just find it very strange that he didn't have a succession plan for McDaniel, who has obviously been trying to leave for like 5 years, changed his mind because he's a Peter Pan, wouldn't grow up. But I just find it strange that now he's like, I got it. We're going to do something that's never been done before. We're going to acclimate to the heat like a bunch of Gila monsters.
It is so bizarre what we're reading from there. And it's not By the way, it's not just like the national media that's down on him. Every single local writer, like everything I'm reading, you listen to WEEI, and they are just like they are beside themselves. They're expecting a bad season. When you look at the schedule, by the way, the first four games. I mean, I'm sick of talking about the first four games. Let's just see it play out. But the one you circle for the Dolphins as like you have to come away with the victory is the Patriots, right?
Definitely.
Because Baltimore on the road. I know we beat them last year, Thursday Night Football.
Still tough.
That's a tough one for Miami.
It's still tough, and they had a lot of injuries last year too.
Yeah, and Baltimore, let's be real. I mean, they've been our daddies other than last year on Thursday Night Football where Javon Holland played the game of his life and Tua comes into the second half. Like, a lot of things went the Dolphins' way, which typically hasn't happened in the past couple of years.
Typically, you're supposed to have the good performance prime time in your building on Thursday night, but It was definitely shocking. I lost a bet off of that. I ended up having to dress like an elf and go to Prime 112, which doesn't seem like losing a bet, but when you have to go to a fancy restaurant dressed like an elf, you know, they don't see many people like that other than Tyler Hero, the way he dressed Prime 112 the other day. But you're right. Like, that's a game that should make you nervous, especially, like, are we going to get prove it Lamar Jackson? Are we going to get impress the Dolphins Lamar Jackson? Who knows? But the point of it being is, you're right, it's a very, very tough first four games between New England is a rivalry game, Baltimore, the Bills, and then Cincinnati on a Thursday night. It is tough. And you do look at this and you think that you have a team that looks a little bit shook going into the season and you're at home, you got to open up with a win.
Yeah.
You got to. So it does. While it is fun to laugh at them, now I'm starting to get a little bit talking into this, a little bit scared of the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about last night where, I think on the last episode of the Porpoise Pod, I was just – I'm basically assuming week one doesn't matter because the Dolphins are going to notch a victory. And, you know, then I see all these NFL Network analysts giving the Dolphins the praise that almost never happens. And you start to do the calculations in your head and you're like, something's a little fishy here. Something's off. What's going on here? The Dolphins are favored going into week one. The line moved from 2.5 to 3. It might continue to move because of all the money being put on the Dolphins.
I know there were like some big bets coming in on the Dolphins this week too. Yeah. There's a lot of Dolphins hype that's happening around.
I don't want the bubble guts. I want to remain confident. I want to continue to move forward and feel like this is the one the Dolphins are going to get. They're going to start off their season right. We're going to continue the hype into week two going on the road into Baltimore, which would be huge.
Yeah.
So I don't want the bubble guts, but in the back of my mind, it's like, because
there was a lot of hype going into last year, too. Like, there was a lot of hype between the way that they were going into this, Tua's first year as the starter, the defense, everybody had a lot of phrasing. And you had the crazy clutch win with Xavier Howard stealing the ball from Mac Jones, and you're like, man, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, they're losing 7 in a row.
Yeah. But don't we do that? To be fair, let's be real, every year, you hype up your team,
of course,
right? Especially when you have the young quarterback.
I'm not saying Dolphin fans shouldn't be hyped. I'm nervous that everybody else seems to be kind of hopping on the bandwagon.
Well, what I was going to say was that in past years, I think the hype just comes naturally from being around the team, watching them practice, expecting them to take the next step. Like, it's normal to hype up your team in the offseason, especially guys like you and I who are around the team, we're watching them. It's normal for fan bases to do that. But this year, I do think it's actually warranted. We've talked about it, all the additions, what we saw in the preseason. Like, this is a clearly better roster. Nobody would argue
Definitely.
That. This is arguably the best roster the Dolphins have had in a very, very long time.
How many years have we gone into this excited about the offense? And, like, have some legitimacy behind it. I'm not talking about, like, Adam Gase bringing in Albert Wilson and like, oh, he loves these like little receivers from all over the place. Like, no. Like, you have one of the best receivers legitimately in the league. They definitely look like they have solidified the backfield. I mean, like, Mike Gesicki's kind of future with the team is like the biggest question mark, but we know he's a good player.
Right.
We know Mike Gesicki's not a bum. So if that's your biggest concern going into it, outside of health, obviously, but like, if that's your biggest talent concern, you're in a pretty, pretty good place. Before we wrap up this segment, you know what Mac Jones' middle name is?
I do not.
I found this out today. His full name is Michael McCorkle Jones. McCorkle.
Huh?
Mick Corkle.
McCorkle. Is there a double C in there?
Double C. Little C, big C.
Oh, man. That's
McCorkle.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I'm
McCorkle Jones.
Tua Tagovailoa is not losing to McCorkle Jones.
No, dude. You're not losing to McCorkle Jones.
Are you kidding me?
Get the hell out of here.
I mean, no wonder Belichick is pulling out all the tricks. I mean, he's got a guy named McCorkle on his roster.
McCorkle. Hey, we got to get him acclimated to the heat. By the way, Belichick, good luck, dude, because like, McCorkle's definitely a guy who like swims with his shirt on, so like he's not going to get acclimated to the heat, dude.
He's sandals with socks guy at the beach.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. He puts the goop on his nose.
Yeah.
You know, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard, to be honest with you. And you're Palm Beach Atlantic. Like, what? Like, it's the most random college I could ever think of.
What's the idea there, though? Keep him out of South Florida? Like, keep him out of Miami? Keep him out of the partying scene?
As a Palm Beach resident, let me tell you something right now. Don't sleep on Clematis Street. Like, people can still get after it, dude. There's still places where they could go. They can get after it out there. And he may be thinking, all right, everybody come back to the Cheesecake Factory. But, like, there's more to it. There's more to it than that, Belichick. So, tread lightly, my friend. We started off this podcast talking about how shook the Patriots are. I think we should end it like that. Give me the news that you sent me.
The Patriots have just signed, as we're recording this podcast, Lynn Bowden Jr. to their practice squad.
Classic coward move.
Unbelievable.
Classic of the old brain drain.
We said it, though. He's pulling out every trick in the book.
Every trick in the book. This dude is so shook on the talent of his team, Bill Belichick. He don't know what's going to hit him. It's a beautiful thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.